You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, is it safe to say that the Nationals have finally solved their Braves issue?
Finally. But, you know, again, it's only two games. It's good to see that the hitting is, you know, has come through. But we got to see everything happen within at least the next couple of weeks. So I'll know they're back, you know, once they play the Mets and some other teams.
It's something we talked about a lot. We've talked about in the past is this bad matchup, and I am certainly not somebody who likes to make too much of one game. I think one of the things that makes a big leaguer is you can put yesterday behind you and come out and win today. But when a team that's had trouble finishing off an opponent comes up with a couple of wins like they've had the last couple of days, it's got to be at least somewhat helpful for their mind state, not only just about this season, but about playing the Braves generally.
No question about it, Matthew. I mean, winning those two games really helped. But, you know, they have a big four-game series, you know, this weekend. And I will know this weekend if this team is back or not. You know, believe it or not, I've said this to you many times. I'm not worried about the pitching. It's the offense I'm worried about. And we'll see if they can remain consistent. It's good to see Didard Fan stay hot. It looks like Bryce Harper is coming around. But we got to see people like Jason Worth and Ryan Zimmerman come around because they haven't been hitting per se. So, but I think they will when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. There are some guys, as you know, going really well. Span had a huge series in Atlanta. Bryce Harper's getting on base at a tremendous rate, which is obviously really valuable. And as you know, some guys not where they need to be. Where do you think it's kind of a weird? They get 26 runs in 2 days after kind of scuffling. Overall, where do you think this offense is right now? Now that they're healthy, but some guys are kind of still looking for their strokes.
You know, from a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 5. But again, I have to see it on a consistent basis. Because last year, say what you want, you know, that yes, they won the division, but the offense really was not consistent all year. And you know, and it happened against the Giants. We saw what happened in the, you know, NLDS. Where you know, they couldn't really hit at all, so I'm hoping that they can be consistent from this point forward.
One guy that really kind of stands out, searching for it right now, is Ian Desmond. He started off so hot, he's now in a 4-for-38 and an 0 for several days. Is this just one of those things that happens? Is there some degree of maybe he started bringing the defensive struggles to the other side of the ball, or what do you see going on with Desmond?
I think he'll snap out of it. But, you know, one thing I wonder sometimes, Matthew, is that if the free agency is getting to him. Because I think, like I told you before, I think he's gone. He's not coming back after this year. Or he could be traded before the deadline. So I wonder if that's getting to him. I have no idea. I plan to talk to him today or tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. But I think when it's all said that he'll snap out of it, but I just wonder if other things are on his mind.
It's just strange because he started out so well and he was having the troubles in the field, but he was making up for it at the plate, and then he goes into this funk. It's just kind of a weird sequence. Did you see anything kind of trigger this, or again, is it just one of those things that happens and it looks, it's magnified because the guy's only got whatever it is, 70 or 80 at-bats?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it could be more than what we think, because I really believe that the free agency is getting to him. And whether that's true or not, I have to talk to him about it. But, you know, I think this guy is a stable guy. He'll get the job done offensively. I think, you know, I think by the Mets series, he'll get things squared away.
He does look like he's sort of settled with the glove, though, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I mean, he's always in that way. I mean, he has a slump there, but then he gets over it. And like I told you last week, I really believe that Matt Williams gave him the confidence to be a really good defensive player. You know, like, you know, you're still my guy. Nothing's going to happen. And that's pretty much it.
Can you give us an update on what exactly is going on with Max Scherzer? It sounds like he's good to go, but this has been little uncertain. Where is he at physically, and is this any kind of worry going forward?
where as of right now, he's going to pitch on Friday. Last week he said that he wasn't 100%, so he didn't want to hurt his shoulder in any way in case the injury was still there. So I understand why he did that. So I think he's going to be all right by tomorrow, and that's pretty much it. He's going to pitch tomorrow against the Mets, and I expect him to have a nice outing.
Is there any reason to think this is something they'll have to manage, or is it, as you say, something where when he's back, it's totally gone? He's not going to be back before it's totally gone.
Well, no, Matt Williams, the way I do, I think he will, monitor the situation and probably, have the bullpen prepared maybe by the sixth inning, and we'll see what happens. I just think Matt Williams is always cautious, and I think tomorrow will be no different.
We'll talk about another guy in that rotation, a guy I know you're really high on. Doug Fister, he's been decent, but he's doing something that it's very unusual to see. He's walking a lot of guys, especially by his standard. Mm-hmm. What's that about? Is he just missing? Is that an approach thing? Because if there's one thing you could say Doug Fister doesn't do, he didn't walk guys.
No, I think he's missing, and it could be a mechanical issue. I'm sure that's part of the problem. I don't think he's hurt in any way. But you're right, though. He's given up a lot of runs lately, and hopefully he can get things done by the time he plays the Mets, hopefully.
Do you see – is there any particular way that he's missing? Again, I want to be clear. He's not been bad. I mean, he's having a decent year. He's getting innings, but it's kind of trending the wrong direction, giving up some home runs the last couple starts. Is he missing in any one particular way? Is he missing high, missing low, or is it just kind of a little funky?
I just think it's just funky, to tell you the truth. Yeah. And I don't know, Matthew. It's just that I just think it's funky, and he'll get it done. I think we're reading too much into what's going on with him, especially, and I think he'll get control. By the time he plays the Mets, hopefully.
Speaking of the Mets, Nats, as we speak, are starting a series in New York tonight, but I do want to look a little ahead to tomorrow night, which looks like an awful lot of fun. It's scheduled Scherzer against Harvey, one of the bigger games City Field has seen in a long time. What are you expecting as far as atmosphere this weekend in Queens with the Mets off to a good start and the Nationals clearly, even with their current record, the team to beat in the NL East?
Well, I'm expecting a big atmosphere, especially with Matt Harvey and Steven Strasburg. Oh, my God. I mean, that's going to be a great, great game. It wouldn't surprise me, though. Now, Strasburg has not been – he's been up and down. So hopefully, he'll get things together and have a nice game. But, again, I always tell you I worry about the offense, and Matt Harvey is really a good pitcher. And this could be a case where, the Nationals could have a problem in the batter's box.
All right, well. Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.